10 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day for a ball game. For a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo. It's a beautiful day. And boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, strike one.
Hey, the game has just begun, and the home team's out to win.
Merry swing,
strike two.
And the pitcher's dipsy doo. Genius fastball pop right in.
This is it.
9 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You're dancing.
Until Rough Riders baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You just live like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in. So you jump right in. Ain't afraid to fall.
Best 7 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up.
More minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You get older, you wild heart will live for younger days. Think of me if ever you're afraid.
He said one day you'll leave this world behind. So live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child. These are the nights to never die. My father told me.
Thank you.
5 more minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball coming up in just 3 minutes. West of the eastern cold, carving the wind, dawn of your eyes, dust off your slide. When you say yes, you make me trust. I will never keep you from an open door. I know. Two more minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. First pitch. Stretch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show, featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Chris Jarrett.
Welcome back to Riders Field, and welcome to Friday night in Frisco, Texas. Hi, folks. Welcome to our pregame coverage on the Riders Baseball Network. I'm Chris Jarrett, and to my left is Mr. Zach Bigley. What a ball game it was last night for the Riders to get back in the saddle and on the winning side of things. Zach, a season-high 12 runs. They held, I think, just as importantly, the Naturals hitless from 5 through 9 in innings. And just looked really good on both ends of the baseball and hoping to build on that again tonight.
Just two hits allowed, both of them home runs. But at the end of the day, you'll take that when you score 12 runs offensively. Frisco had really been struggling in the power department early on in the season, but in this series, they've started to open it up. Three home runs last night. We'll get to those here on the highlights later, but really good to see them break out the bats as they continue to swing the bat really, really well. The pitching has been good, and as we'll talk about here a little bit later, Chris, this is the part of the rotation that starts to get really, really scary for opponents. The weekend starters, Cody Bradford today, Jack Leiter tomorrow, Cole Reagans on Sunday. This is a good part of the rotation for Frisco to go into the weekend with.
Really good stuff, and we'll talk about the starting pitching matchup a little bit more extensively, but Cody Bradford going tonight. He's the only starter with a win, a guy that has gone five innings. That's a season high for any starters for the Riders, and certainly an exciting rotation to be excited about. But we've seen really good stuff from Bradford tonight, one of two Baylor Bears that we'll have our sights set on tonight.
That's right. The other Nick Lofton on the other side for the Naturals, but this is a guy in Cody Bradford who loves to work fast. Make sure you hold on to your hats. It's going to be a quick ball game with Bradford on the hill. He likes to work fast. He likes to pound the zone, and he gets a lot of strikeouts as well. He's one of those rare guys who throws a lot of strikes and also strikes a bunch of guys out. Not a lot of balls put in play against him. He led all Ranger farmhands with 128 strikeouts last year, and he's been doing more of that this season. So really excited to see Bradford again.
You said tonight's going to be fast, as if the other ones haven't not
exactly,
been fast.
Right?
Last night we go 226, 227 the night prior, and just a mind-boggling 237. Outrageous on Tuesday night. That's way too long for a baseball game. But it's been moving really fast with that new pitch clock, and Cody Bradford might be beating the buzzer a couple times tonight. Certainly excited to continue our coverage on Friday night at Riders Field. We've got a great ball game in store. We'll go ahead and take our first break on the Riders Baseball Network. Come back and listen back to some of the highlights from a really exciting 12-2 win for Frisco last night. That's on the other end of this break on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carpet Tech simply cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Lil Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back on the Riders Baseball Network in our pregame coverage. Chris Jarrett with you. Zach Bigley will be back with us for the call of tonight's game as we start the upcoming game here at 6:35 in what will be game four of our six-game series. Friday night tonight, and then Saturday, Sunday, in the upcoming days and a really good amount of baseball on tap for you in store. Well, let's now go back to the highlights from last night's contest for the Riders, where, again, Northwest Arkansas found the scoreboard first with a solo homer in the top of the second, but Frisco answered with seven in the bottom of the third. And on the first pitch to the eighth batter, the third baseman, Dio Edias, he started what would be a multi-home run night. First pitch is shot high in the air to left field. Bradley won't even give it a chance. Way out of here and gone. A moonshot for Dio Edias. Ties our game in the bottom of the third. Jordan Procession would finally be the first out, where after that it was an onslaught of Riders, where J.P. Martinez would bunt and put himself aboard. Ezekiel Duran pulled a double down the third baseline. Dustin Harris with an RBI knock to put two aboard, and again, only one out. Blaine Krim walked to load the bases for Justin Foscue. 1-0 the pitch. Foscue drills one high in the air to center field. Rave goes back to the wall, looking up. That ball's off the fence and gone. Grand slam for Justin Foscue. Dio Edias would not be done, though. The innings would go on, and only one run would be scored from the fourth through the sixth inning. But after the stretch in the bottom of the seventh inning, Frisco brought in five more runs, and it was Dio Edias once more on the first pitch again. First pitch. Belted in the air to left field. Bradley watches this one soar to the same spot for Dio Edias. A two-home run night for the third baseman. And again, it sails over the in-touch home run terrace. Those are the highlights on the offensive side of things. We also saw really strong outings from Frisco pitchers last night. Grant Wolfram came in three walks in an inning and two-thirds on 44 pitches. He struck out two batters but departed with the bases loaded. And Nick Starr came in and shined. See what I did there? An inning and a third. Two strikeouts, no walks for Starr. Stranded the bases full.
Kept
Kept him off the scoreboard, and then continued to keep Northwest Arkansas off the scoreboard through the end of the ballgame. Chase Lee and Sean Chandler making his Riders debut last night. Those two combined for the eighth and the ninth. No runs, no hits. Chase, only one walk, but the two combining for three strikeouts and not even needing 30 pitches combined in the final two innings. Really sharp stuff from those two, and it helped put a bow on what was a 12-2 Frisco win last night, and it got them back in the win column at 10-2 overall. They stay first in the Texas League South Division. We'll go ahead and step aside once more on the Riders Baseball Network, come back and take a look at our starting pitching matchup tonight, and a matchup around the rest of the Texas League, and take a look at who else is going on and taking the field tonight against each other. That's on the other end of this break on the Riders Baseball Network. Frisco and Northwest Arkansas with a 6:35 start time from Riders Field.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches. Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system with the Riders Report blog at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fundays. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back Back at Frisco, Texas, where the Riders and Naturals set for a 6:35 start time. I'm Chris Jared with you on the Riders Baseball Network with our pregame coverage continuing. And let's go ahead and take a look around the rest of the Texas League. First, though, starting with some of the finals last night, if you missed any of the action in the North or South. Tulsa went down last night, one of just four losses for them in their first 12 games of the season. Springfield topped them last night, 9-6, the final score. Arkansas improves their record to 7-5. They top Corpus Christi on the road at Whataburger Field, 9-5, the final score. And Wichita at home with an absolute rout over the Rockhounds of Midland. That was now a 6-6 Rockhound squad that only scored in the first inning and five hits through the rest of the ballgame. Wichita goes for six in the bottom of the fifth, and on 15 hits, they bring in 15 runs at Riverfront Stadium. More of the same in Hodgetown last night. Amarillo with an 8-5 win over San Antonio, a game that had 17 combined hits and four combined errors. Amarillo scored four in the third, four in the fifth. That's it. And Dominic Canzone with his third home run of the year continues to be at the top of the Texas League league leaders in average at the start of the season and was promoted earlier today. So Canzone in his final game ends it with a boom in Amarillo. Now tonight's starting times around the Texas League. Looking at Tulsa and Springfield just moments away from their start. And then at 7:05, about half an hour after our start time, Midland and Wichita will be starting at Riverfront Stadium. Arkansas and Corpus Christi, San Antonio and Amarillo. Both those two games also will be starting at 7:05. What a ball game it was for the Rangers last night at the Major League level. They came all the way back on Seattle after the Mariners scored five in the bottom of the first inning. Texas chipped away with two in the second, four in the fifth, and then after Seattle put one on the board in the bottom of the eighth inning, two more for the Rangers in what was a tied 6-6 game to take the decisive 8-6 lead, and that score held. Just the third win of the season for the Rangers, and hoping that they can continue that momentum and what was a big-time come-from-behind win last night. Hickory topped Wilmington last night at 5-2, the final score. They scored two in the sixth and three more in the seventh. Columbia, the Fireflies, and that's also a Rangers and Royals affiliate showdown. 10-1, the final score for the Fireflies over the Wood Ducks. And then Round Rock continues a strong start to the season. They're now 11-4, the AAA Rangers farmhands, with a 6-1 win over Albuquerque last night. Well, time now to look at our starting pitchers in the matchup expected for tonight. And the left-handed starter, Cody Bradford, at 6'4 and just under 200 pounds, makes his second start at Riders Field, his third overall. And the last time out for Bradford, he goes five innings, five strikeouts. Was able to top his initial go on opening night through the first pitch for Frisco. And it was three strikeouts in four and a third for Bradford. And now 2-0, anytime Cody Bradford makes a Riders start, the Riders' record looking pretty good when he takes the mound. He'll throw a fastball at two and four seam, a curveball, slider, changeup rotation, and a native of Texas. Played his collegiate baseball at Baylor, and a native of Aledo, and taken in the sixth round of the 2019 draft. Last season for Bradford, two different teams that he spent his time with, but he did finish in Frisco, and a familiar face back with the Riders this season. On the other end of things for Northwest Arkansas, they'll turn to Angel Serpa, also a left-hander, the third consecutive left-hander going for the Naturals this week. And he'll go fastball, slider, changeup as well. Serpa made his major league debut on the last night in September last season. He started the year with Quad Cities, worked his way up to AA Northwest Arkansas, and then one game with Omaha before finishing in one lone matchup where the Royals needed a spot start. Serpa was on the 40-man roster, and that was an easy phone call to get him out to Kansas City in a home contest against the Indians on September 30th. This year for Serpa, the left-hander, the ERA not looking too great, over 10 so far, but he got the loss in the first go in two innings. Seven earned runs on six hits, no strikeouts and two walks, but much, much better the last time out. The Naturals did go down on to lose 6-5 and 10. but four scoreless innings for Serpa despite six hits. None of them came in. No walks and four strikeouts on 16 batters faced, averaging just four guys faced. And with six hits in that, that's pretty darn good. Just less than 60 pitches for Serpa. We'll go ahead and step aside as we're just a few moments away and continuing to get closer to first pitch between the Northwest Arkansas Naturals and the Frisco Rough Riders. Game four of our six-game series and Friday night at Riders Field. All that right around the corner. Zach Bigley joins us for the call of the game next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders return to Riders Field this week to a loaded promotional slate. Thursday night is Frisco ISD night at Riders Field, presented by Whataburger. Fans can enjoy fireworks on Friday and Saturday, beginning with I Heart Frisco night on Friday, and on Saturday, an appearance from NSYNC's Chris Kirkpatrick for It's Gonna Be May night.
It's gonna be May.
With giveaways all night long. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches. Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system with the Riders Report blog at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left.
Oh my goodness!
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut out and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
The Frisco Rough Riders have won 7 of their last 8 games. Make that 8 of their last 9. It's been a wonderful time for the Frisco Rough Riders, and Cody Bradford takes the field for the Texas Rangers affiliate as they start game four of the series. Frisco, winners last night, 12-2, and they look to turn to one of their aces on the bump here in this one tonight. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along. Chris, take us through the lineups in tonight's game.
Zach, let's take first a look at Northwest Arkansas Naturals as they'll come to the plate here in the top of the first. Michael Garcia, the shortstop, leading off. Nick Lofton had a home run earlier in this series, the center fielder batting second. Michael Massey at second will bat third. And Sully Matias, who's had some whale of some home runs, the right fielder batting cleanup. Nate Eaton, the left fielder in the five spot. And Sebastian Rivero catching tonight will bat six. 7-8-9 for the Naturals of Robbie Glendinning, Logan Porter, and Jake Means. Now quickly for those Frisco Rough Riders, Johnny Ornelas, the shortstop, leading off. A three-hit night for him last night. J.P. Martinez batting second. Ezekiel Duran, the second baseman, batting third. Three doubles for him this week. And Blaine Krim, the designated hitter, in the fourth spot. Josh Storrs in right, bats fifth. David Garcia in his second game, the catcher, batting sixth of the series, should say. And Dio Edias, the third baseman, in the seventh spot. Two home runs for him last night. Sandro Fabian and Jordan Procession rounding out the bottom of the order, Zach.
Rough Riders looking good with that lineup, and Cody Bradford feeling pretty good out on the hill right now. He's making his third start of the season. The opening night starter for Frisco went five innings his last time out. As Chris alluded to during the pregame show, a 1-0 record, a 3.86 ERA. One prior start against this Northwest Arkansas club. It was on the road last year on August 11th. He went five innings, allowing two runs, both earned on six hits, struck out seven, and did not walk a batter. Nobody in this starting lineup saw him last year, an entirely different nine, and Cody Bradford is set to go, the fast-working left-hander out of Baylor University. Michael Garcia's in from the right side. Here's the look-in from Bradford. He has his sign, winds back, and away we go from Frisco. Fouled straight back, and we are underway. 0-1 on Garcia, the shortstop. Our first pitch time at 6:37 tonight, just 2 minutes tardy. On an absolutely picturesque day for baseball in the Metroplex. One back from Bradford in the 0-1. A foul off of Garcia's mask back behind home. And it's 0-2 as the home plate umpire Jake Bruner will go out and underhand the ball out to Bradford to give Garcia just a little bit of time to cool off. And he's going to ask for more baseballs as well. 82 degrees, our first pitch temperature. Humidity at 46%. It feels like temperature at 84. Sunshine up above and plenty of wind to speak of. 21 miles an hour blowing directly out to left field. Bradford's ready on the hill. He has his sign, the southpaw, the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a foul back into Garcia's glove. He struck him out. Cody Bradford picks up strikeout number one on the first batter he faces. And there's the first out of the ballgame. Nick Lofton hits now, the center fielder, as these two are very familiar with each other. They were teammates at Baylor. And Lofton in from the right side against Bradford, who winds back and deals. A breaking ball misses just low of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. Last time these two teams, or these two men, faced each other was in spring training. Lofton took Bradford deep. 1-0. Low off the outside corner, and it's two balls, no strikes. Lofton said he always feels comfortable against Bradford. And that's not something that a lot of people have said over the last few years. Bradford peels back in the 2-0. Low and outside, three balls, no strikes, wanting no part of his former Baylor teammate. Lofton, the number 6 prospect in the Royals organization. Bradford, number 20 in the Rangers organization. 3-0. He just drops it low of the zone. Ball 4, a 4-pitch walk. Bragging rights for Nick Lofton. And with one out, a runner aboard for Michael Massey. No score, top of the first inning. Rough Riders, a 12-2 win last night. They've taken two of the first three games here in this series. We're playing in game four, with game five and six to follow on Saturday and Sunday. Bradford working from the stretch for the first time. First base side of the rubber set, steals home to Massey. Swinging a high pop-up back behind home. Garcia can't find it. Now he watches it go into the first row of the seats. Right behind home plate, 0-1. Rough Riders defense behind Bradford looks like this today. Sandro Fabian in left field, J.P. Martinez in center, and Josh Stowers in right. Dio Edias has third. Johnny Ornelas is the shortstop. Ezekiel Duran at second base. Jordan Procession at first.
And David Garcia sets up low and away. Here's the set in the pitch. Just low. One ball and one strike. Left-hander against left-hander. Bradford choosing the red jerseys today. Starting pitcher chooses the jerseys for the Rough Riders. Red jersey tops, red ball caps, cream pants, high red socks for Bradford. Fires over to first on a quick step off. Lofton's back in with a step and a dive. Lofton is a stolen base threat, 3-for-4 in steals this year. Bradford ready from the stretch. The 1-1. A high fly ball into deep left center field. Fabian going back to the warning track. Still going back. Goodbye. Michael Massey with his first home run of the season. A two-run shot the opposite way to left field. And Northwest Arkansas jumps out in front 2-0 here in the first. That one got up in the air. And the wind just kept blowing it out. And further out. Just gone over the wall. Two-run home run. Sorry, Chris.
Zach, there's been a decent amount of wind in every single game, and it's done that to a good amount of fly balls in this series already. That one was hit well, but you're right. Certainly a 21-mile-an-hour wind will help.
Suli Matias now. First pitch cut and a miss, 0-1. Chris, that ball just hit 95 miles an hour off the bat. 388 feet. Just got out of here to left field. Pitch to Suli Matias. Just a little bit low of the zone. It's one ball, one strike. You don't see many balls that are hit at 95 off the bat get out. Bradford has his sign. Back into his windup, and the 1-1 pitch. High and outside. Two balls, one strike. Those are the first runs that have been allowed by Bradford this season while he's still in the ballgame. He peels back. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a foul back into Garcia's glove. Two balls, two strikes. All four runs Bradford has allowed this season have come in his final inning when he left and left runners stranded on base and they've come in to score. Here's the 2-2. High and outside. Three balls, two strikes. That was the case in his first start. Both runs came in to score. And then in his second start in San Antonio was a three-run home run. Payoff pitch. Fouled away. Right side. Still three balls, two strikes. 2-0 Northwest Arkansas. We play in the top of the first inning with one out. The base is clear. Two-run home run from Michael Massey. Bradford has his sign. Winds and fires. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Second out of the inning, both via the K. And Nate Eaton bats now. Eaton playing in his 11th game, 9 for his first 37, a .243 average. 1-for-7 in the series so far. The southpaw to the right-hander. Fastball, high and outside, one ball, no strikes. 90 miles an hour on that last offering for Bradford. He looks over the top of a blue glove. Peels back the 1-0. Popped up right side, that one drifts foul out of play. Into the seats. The count goes to one ball and one strike. Mentioned Rough Riders with the Reds today. The road gray uniforms today for the Naturals with Naturals in red across the chest. And the navy ball cap with the red brim. Bradford shuttles in the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Slider on the outside edge. 1-2. He's ahead in the count. Already two strikeouts in the inning. The 1-2. Fouled back to the screen. Still one ball, two strikes on Eaton, the left fielder here in the first inning. 2-0 Northwest Arkansas. Just underway. Talked about how the Rough Riders had done such a wonderful job of getting on the scoreboard first. Here's the wind back. And the 1-2 on the way. Strike three called right on the outside corner at the knees. Cody Bradford strikes out the side, but he does allow a two-run home run to Michael Massey. And it's 2-0 Northwest Arkansas as we go to the bottom of the first inning. Rough Riders will have Johnny Ornelas, J.P. Martinez, and Ezekiel Durandu up when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger, with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Angel Zerpa out on the mound for the Naturals. Rough Riders trailing 2-0 after a two-run home run from Michael Massey in that top of the first inning. Lineup that the Rough Riders will send to the plate looks like this. Johnny Ornelas leads things off, then J.P. Martinez and Ezekiel Duran. Middle third, Blaine Krim, Josh Stowers, David Garcia. And the bottom third, Dio Edias, Sandro Fabian, and Jordan Procession. Just one, or make it two runs on one hit at top of the first. And Ornelas, coming off a three-hit day yesterday, will lead things off. Right-handed batter against the left-handed thrower. The former big leaguer deals home. A swing and a miss. 95-mile-an-hour fastball from the southpaw, and it's 0-1. Angel Zerpa looks in, winds back in the 0-1. A chopper off the plate. Zerpa comes up, charges. It's the catcher Rivero who picks, throws over to first base, and gets Ornelas for the first down. The catcher Rivero quickly jumping out in front of home on the high chop, caught it basket style in front of him, turned his shoulders, and was able to whip it on to first for the out. Two pitches, one down in the bottom half of the first. Rough Riders trailing 2-0, and J.P. Martinez bats now. Open stance, Swineback, and Serpa's pitch. Misses high. One ball, no strikes. Defense behind Zerpa today. Nathan Eaton in left field, Nick Lofton in center, and Sule Matias in right. The pitch misses up high, and it's two balls, no strikes. Along the infield, John Means at third, Michael Garcia has shortstop, Michael Massey at second, and Logan Porter at first base. Already heard from Sebastian Rivero behind the plate. 2-0. Just off the outside corner, three balls, no strikes. J.P. Martinez, 2-for-9 in this series. Zerpa back into his windup and the 3-0 pitch. On the outside edge, a called strike at 94 miles an hour, and it's 3-1. Zerpa will be there with his velocity in the mid-90s. He winds the 3-1. Outside for ball four. Just like the Rough Riders gave the Naturals in the top of the first inning, a one-out walk for J.P. Martinez. And Ezekiel Duran stands in now. To go along with that fastball, Zerpa features a slider and a changeup. He's actually tabbed by Baseball America to have the best control in the Royals system. Though you might not get that by seeing his numbers this year. The pitch, a broken back grounder, third baseline. Means charges, bare hands, whips it to first, got him. Nice play by John Means. Charging in from third base and a soft grounder down the third baseline. He scooped it up off the grass with his right hand and threw off balance on the run. A dart right on target to Logan Porter at first base for the out. Martinez down to second on the play. Two outs, bottom half of the first inning. 2-0 Northwest Arkansas, and here's Blaine Crane. Serpa from the stretch. Glove out in front of his chest. Looks back to second, pitches. Outside, missed with a change, and it's one ball, no strikes. Serpa made one start last year, in the big leagues on September 30th. From the stretch, he looks back towards second, deals. Grounded out to second on two hops. Chest high stop for Garcia. He throws on the first base and gets Blaine Crim for the final out here in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. The Rough Riders turned away in the home half of the first. We go to the top of the second. It's 2-0 Northwest Arkansas on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh my goodness! Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's gonna come in to score, and the Riders walk it off! The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record!
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the second, Rough Riders trailing 2-0 on the back of a two-run home run from Michael Massey. Cody Bradford back out onto the mound. He faces Sebastian Rivero, Robbie Glendinning, and Logan Porter. First pitch on the way. On the outside corner, a called strike, and it's 0-1. It's 6-7-8 in the order for the Naturals here in the second. 0-1 toss from the southpaw. Foul out of play on the right side. And it's 0-2. Chris, that two-run home run for Michael Massey in the first, but Bradford was able to bounce right back, get a couple strikeouts.
Yeah, he was. And, Zach, he wants to do the same here. So far this season, 125 average allowed against left-handed hitters.
0-2. Hit in the air out to shallow right center field. Ezekiel Duran, the second baseman, back. A couple steps onto the outfield grass. He catches the pop-up. And there's one away here in the second. Michael Massey, the lefty, homered off.
Yeah, and that was just the ninth at-bat that Bradford had faced against left-handed hitters, but had only allowed one hit prior to that, and it's just a base hit. So that ball carried and carried. Really good numbers in a lefty-lefty matchup for Bradford so far, but not right there.
First pitch to the righty, Glendinning. High and outside, one ball, no strikes. As we mentioned in the first inning, 21-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field. That ball got up there in the jet stream and just carried on out of here. 1-0 toss. High and outside. Two balls, no strikes. So far, Chris, seems like every single game here at home this season, we've seen that jet stream out to left field. We just haven't seen a ton of home runs, but this series has been a whole different story. Here's the wind back in the 2-0. Slips outside, 3-0.
Yeah, and we even saw it with Foscue's grand slam last night where that one got over the wall, but similar win, similar situation. You said 383. Those are no slouching numbers, but 98 off the bat is not that hot.
3-0. High and outside, ball four. One out walk, just like the first inning. Bradford's second free pass allowed. He's whiffed three. 2-0 Northwest Arkansas. One down here in the second. And Logan Porter climbs in from the eighth spot. And that home run, just 95 off the bat, Chris. I mean, that doesn't get out very often.
No, but numbers are the same. It'll go down as a big fly.
First pitch. A check swing, fastball in the attic for ball one, 1-0. They do appeal, and he was able to hold up. Logan Porter, the first baseman, playing in just his seventh game. He's hitting 300 on the dot, 6 for 20. Bradford from the stretch. 1-0. Off the end of the bat, a looper into shallow left center field. It dunks in for a base hit in front of J.P. Martinez. And two runners have reached with one out for Northwest Arkansas in this second inning. Jake Means bats now. Cody Bradford in his first two starts of the season was dynamite. Really didn't face much trouble against him through the first few innings. Going back to his opening day start, he allowed a two-out single in the first inning, but then retired the next nine he saw. Then in that start against San Antonio, he was pretty much equally as good. Here's the set. And Bradford kicks, fires. High. One ball, no strikes. He's allowed two base runners in each of the first two innings tonight. That's the first time in any start this year he's allowed two base runners in the same inning twice. Kicks and fires. A high pop-up outside of first, foul territory. Procession giving it a look. Wind blows it back, and he can't get it. It falls in foul territory. Boy, that wind playing tricks on Jordan Procession as he was going into foul territory, thinking that one was headed for the warning track. He then planted his feet, tried to reverse his field, and it landed over the top of him, still about 10 feet foul.
Well, and it was Jake Means last night, the first baseman, that the same thing happened to. And he now gets a redemption and another chance at this at-bat. Says, I know that feeling.
See, it's not easy, yeah. Is what he's saying. 1-1 on Means. The pitch. Dips low of the zone. Garcia blocks. Two balls, one strike. 2-1, one out, 2-0 Northwest Arkansas, top two.
It's been the four-pitch walks that have really taken me by surprise. We had not seen that from Bradford, where he's been really, really sharp in a struggle to try and find a feel of that zone. Jake Bruner behind home plate.
He offers in the 2-1. A swing and a miss. Good off speed. Pulled the string on him, low of the zone. Two balls, two strikes. They shade Means, the nine-hole hitter, to pull in center field with Martinez shaded into left center. Slight pull side shift on the infield. Bradford readies, runners take off. Pitch is fouled away right side. And it's still two balls, two strikes, and probably good for Bradford that pitch was fouled off, as Glendinning got about a three-step running start before Bradford even made his first motion to third base.
Yeah, and Means, you could see, was upset with himself too, because didn't want to take it. Even though both runners would advance, he would have gone down watching on a two-strike count.
Here comes the 2-2. A hard line drive to second. Duran picks it. Race to second base. Not in time. He went diving head first, trying to tag the bag. But Glendinning dove back in head first and made it in there right before Duran's glove touched the pillow. So it is out number two, and not a double play. That ball was scalded off the bat of Jake Means. 107 miles an hour off the bat for out number two.
Well, and you could see Johnny Ornelas standing there too. Really nothing he could do in that situation with how quickly the ball got to Duran.
Michael Garcia now at the top of the order, second time through. Bradford kicks, looks back to second, fakes a throw. No one was there to take the throw at second base. Two outs, two on, 2-0. Northwest Arkansas leads. Bradford trying to get out of the jam. The pitch. This is low of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. Garcia, a strikeout to lead things off in the first on three pitches. Bradford readies and deals in the 1-0. This is low. Two balls, no strikes. Bradford from the first base side of the rubber, white cleats, tucks the glove to his chest, ball behind his back. Runners take their leads from first and second. It's Glendinning from second, Porter from first. The pinch. Swing and a miss. Upstairs with the heat, 2-1. Good crowd is filled in down the left side near Riders Field above the third base dugout, home of the Riders. Good crowd here on a Friday night. Bradford looks back towards second, deals. Dips low of the zone, three balls, one strike. mentioned the four-pitch walks, Chris, that have really surprised you about Bradford. I think he's gone to more three-ball counts than we'd expect as well. That's now four three-ball counts through an inning and two-thirds. Bradford, the 3-1. High for ball four, and there's his third walk issued. The bases are loaded. Garcia to first, Porter to second, Lindening down to third. Bags are packed for Nick Lofton, who walked and scored back in the first inning. And Lofton, the former college teammate of Bradford at Baylor, and took him deep in spring training, so a dangerous customer at home.
Yeah, this is going to be a huge at-bat, and it's a good visit for Garcia to Bradford, and even having the first baseman procession there as well. And good to get on the same page and try and talk things over here. And I think you're seeing that Bradford continues to trust his off-speed stuff that's ducking out of the zone, but really, really patient at-bats. Guys being patient and running counts. That's led to the bases to be loaded here.
Bags packed for Nick Lofton, right-handed batter. Left-handed pitcher delivers. High drive into left center field. Long run, J.P. Martinez back to the warning track. Looking up at the wall, grand slam. Nick Lofton. It's a grand slam off his former college teammate, Cody Bradford. And it's 6-0 Northwest Arkansas in the second. Lofton, a 392-foot grand slam. 93 miles an hour off the bat. First pitch on the way to Michael Massey is low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Massey went deep his last time up. This is a Northwest Arkansas team that came into this series with just one home run through their first nine games, and they have exploded offensively with the long ball. The 1-0. Massey takes high and inside. It clipped his shoulder, and a hit by pitch. Runner at first base now with two outs. No action out in the Riders' bullpen still. Grand slam here in the second inning for Nick Lofton. And pride of the Baylor Bears. Here comes Jeff Andrews out of the Riders' dugout. Riders' pitching coach going to go talk to Cody Bradford. Well, you said it was going to be a fun at-bat. First pitch takes him 392 to left center.
Yeah, it didn't last very long, but that's that just speaks on the experience that Lofton has, maybe knowing that Bradford was going to try and sneak a first pitch strike right middle, right by him. Knew exactly where to draw contact. Those guys have stood in for a lot of at-bats with one another.
Now Tyler Thomas has started to get up and throw in the Rough Riders' bullpen. Left-hander Cody Bradford getting a talking to from Jeff Andrews, trying to calm things down. Tough part about being a pitching coach is coming out of these situations, especially when you have a guy who's had as much success as Bradford has. You're not expecting to have this kind of outing. And it's been the uncharacteristic stuff for him, too. There's Sully Matias, right-handed batter. Bradford kicks, fires. High and outside, one ball, no strikes. It's been pitches like that that are just sailing on the left-hander that we're not used to seeing. Bradford is a very talented command artist. Just doesn't seem to have that tonight. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Got him to cut through a slider, and it's 1-1. 6-0 Northwest Arkansas, top of the second. Two outs, runner at first. Massey takes his lead from first base. Bradford, the set and the pitch. Chopping the ground to third. Edius gives ground, flicks to second. Duran keeps his left foot on the bag for out number three. Side retired, but not before major damage done from Northwest Arkansas. Four runs on two hits. No errors and one runner left on. Grand slam for Nick Lofton. Baylor Bear on Baylor Bear damage. 6-0 Northwest Arkansas as we go to the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Stoer starts things off for the Rough Riders here in the home half of the second inning. Riders trailing 6-0 to Northwest Arkansas. Wind back in Serpa's pitch. Fastball fits on the outside edge, a cold strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders allowing two home runs tonight. Cody Bradford seeding both of them. The 0-1. Low off the outside. Ooh, just catches the outside corner. And it's called strike, 0-2. Two-run home run from Michael Massey in the first. Grand slam from Nick Lofton in the second. 0-2. Peels Stowers back. High and inside pitch. One ball, two strikes. And Frisco finds themselves in an early hole here in the bottom of the second. 1-2. Hit off the fist over to first base. Wicked hop on Porter. He sticks with it. The first baseman fields head high. Takes to the bag himself for the out. And there's one away. Catcher David Garcia steps in now. Garcia making just his second appearance in this series. This is game 4 of 6. He's 0-4 in his one game. Switch hitter batting from the right side against the southpaw. First pitch. Fastball. Top of the zone, a called strike, and it's 0-1. Angel Serpa, the left-handed batter, squares his shoulders to the first base dugout. Winds and deals in the 0-1. Low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Made his major league debut last year on September 30th after spending almost the entire second half with Northwest Arkansas. 1-1. Low off the outside corner, two balls, one strike. He was with them for their championship run in the AA Central, and then after they won the championship, he went up to AAA at a, quite frankly, pretty rough start with Omaha. 2-1. Hard grounder to third base side. John Means to his left. He picks. The third baseman fires onto first base and gets the Riders catcher. Two outs here in the second. Dio Edias climbs in now. Riders trailing 6-0 in the home half of the second. Serpa got the call, though. Made his big league debut. He was on the 40-man, so easy guy to pop on up. Through five innings against Cleveland, the pitch. Stride down the heart of the plate, 0-1. Allowing just two unearned runs. Picked up some big strikeouts against the, at the time, Indians, the 0-1. Jump foul, third base side. Over towards the Riders' dugout, 0-2. After just one start in AAA. He's back down at AA now, and he winds in the 0-2. Chopper off the end of the bat, first baseline, right to Logan Porter, who picks. His momentum takes him to the bag as he crosses over it and heads on into the dugout. That's out number three. Side retired here in the second. No runs, hits, errors, and nobody left on base. Rough Riders down 6-0 as we roam to the top of the third, where Chris Jarrett will take over on the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball. The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Just 11 pitches, all that was needed from Angel Serpa. Was able to quickly retire the Riders in the bottom of the second. It is Cody Bradford back on the bump to start the third. Chris Jarrett and Zach Bigley back with you from Riders Field. And a 6-0 ball game. 2-run homer for the Naturals in the first, and a grand slam from Nick Lofton in the second. Nats sending 5-6-7 of Eaton, Rivero, and Glendinning. Lefty-righty from Bradford, the pitch. Wave and a miss for strike one. Zach, for the most part, you think that if you're Bradford, first, the 0-1 pitch. Hard ground ball over towards short. Ornelas eats it up. Quickly fires to first. Ooh, and it's in time. Whoa. For the out.
Alex Nash over there at first base. That was, we'll see the replay. That was an interesting call, Chris.
I certainly think so. This was a foot race and a really quick Eaton out of the box. Ornelas did not have much time.
Ooh,
one gone for Sebastian Rivero. Again, lefty-righty. Snaps the zone for a called strike one. If you're Bradford, the damage has been done for the most part. You 6 runs around the scoreboard, it's behind you. You've got to try to just continue to salvage your start here. 0-1. Tipped and caught. Nope, it popped out. Nonetheless, strike two.
This is where you like having a guy like Cody Bradford. Very smart, very mature pitcher. And he's the kind of guy who has that ability to completely turn the page and act like this is a brand new inning, which it is.
No balls, two strikes to Rivero. Here it is. Ground ball again towards short. Ornelas coming in, collides with Edias. And the ball dies on the left side of the infield. Infield single for Sebastian Rivero, where it looked like Ornelas tracking it. Edias with his momentum moving towards the bag, Zach. No one made this play.
Yeah, it's shortstop's ball usually, obviously the captain of the infield. Communication key, those two very close off the field. I'm sure they'll talk about that.
Lefty-righty to Glendinning. Cut and miss for strike one. Four-pitch walk to the designated hitter, Glendinning, back in the second inning. This is also a Riders team that put up 12 runs last night, so do your thing and continue to keep the damage where it's at. Bradford looks good here in the third. 0-1. Missed low. Ball and a strike.
Still plenty of ball game left. That's the thing. As you mentioned, this is a team that scored 12 runs last night, but also has put up a ton of runs and a ton of hits over the last 8 games. So it's an offense that is a sleeping giant right now in this game.
The 1-1. Cut on and miss for strike two. Bradford struggled with the walks with two in the second. He's got three tonight and hit a batter back in the second inning. In front of Glendinning, though, 1-2. The pitch. Just missed outside. Two balls and two strikes. Not as much of a humid day as we had. The morning certainly started like it this week. And Bradford steps off and checks Rivero back to the bag. It was earlier today. It's certainly reduced as the day's gone on. But the wind has continued to just whip across the ball field and whip across North Texas. 2-2. in the air, right field. Stower is tracking it. Deep down the line, can't get to it. It drops just fair. Rivera will round second and head for third. Meanwhile, Glendinning to second. The throw gets away. Rivera from third can easily come in to score. Glendinning holds up at second base where he makes it a 7-0 ball game.
Second error of the inning. Actually, they called that ball a hit on the ground ball in the infield, so just the first error of the inning. But that's two mental errors, if you will, even though one was called a base hit. That's a ball that Durant's trying to get quickly to second base on the relay and try and catch Glendinning, but just threw it a little bit too hard. Ornelas didn't get nearly enough time to react. He spiked it in the ground, too. That certainly didn't help. And Bradford doing his job, backing up third base, but it was just too far offline.
Lefty-righty to Logan Porter. High and outside, ball one. For those watching on MILB TV, you could see how quick of a transition Durant knew he needed to have. And basically had to load with the catch in his glove, transfer, and turn and throw at the same time, 1-0. There's a strike. 1-1. As he turned and threw, it just bounced right in front of Ornelas, who, as Zach mentioned, really didn't have time to get in front of it, or at least his body in front of the ball, to stop it from trickling down the third baseline. 1-1's way outside. Two balls and a strike to the first baseman, Porter. Entered tonight 1-for-5 on the week with a pair of walks. Picked up his second hit of the series in the second. Came in to score on the grand slam. 2-1 pitch. Outside. Three balls and a strike. Ten pitches for Angel Serpa, the opposing starter for Northwest Arkansas on the first. And then a 1-2-3 in the second on 11 pitches. Bradford's 3-1. In the air, drifting a bit. Procession will jog this one over. Bounces in about the fourth row of seats. Now an even count to Porter, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Yeah, so a double for Glendinning. Rivero scoring on the throwing error from Ezekiel Duran. Bradford's 3-2 pitch home. Lost him for ball four. Missed down and in on the breaking ball coming from the left side to Porter. The fourth walk tonight allowed by Bradford. Runners at second and first for the Naturals. One gone in the top of the third. Nate Eaton was just a 2-pitch ground-out victim. At least that's how it went down by first base umpire Alex Nash. That one was really close. Jake Means next. Swing and a miss, strike one.
Chris, we talked about how uncharacteristic these control issues are for Bradford. Those four walks are career high for him now.
Yeah, and in those walks, every single first pitch was a first pitch ball. The 0-1 home. Missed low. Even count of a ball and a strike. Two aboard, one out in the top of the third. The 1-1. Foul ball over the net. A looping bloop shot. It's now 1-2. Bradford does have 3 strikeouts. He did K the side in the first. But walk Nick Lofton and Michael Massey had one just sneak over the center field wall. His 1-2 pitch. Hard ground ball down the third baseline. Fair. It kicks off the corner wall and now trouble. Glendinning in from second base. Porter will hold up at third. RBI double for Jake Means. Another run comes in. 8-0 Naturals in the top of the third. Second double of the frame. Already the fourth extra base hit tonight for Northwest Arkansas. And it'll now be Jared Gettert making the long walk out from the dugout. Tyler Thomas looks just about ready down in the Riders' bullpen, and here he comes. Gettert will take the ball from Bradford, and that will do it for a tough start for the left-hander, Cody Bradford. We'll go ahead and step aside on the Riders Baseball Network, come back and introduce you to Tyler Thomas jogging in down the left field line. Two more runs come in, and it's now 8-0 Naturals on the Riders Baseball Network.
Now through the end of April, Riders fans have the opportunity to help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their artwork by April 29th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches. Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system with the Riders Report blog at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Where's the love?
Top of the order, Michael Garcia stands in. First pitch over the net. And a foul ball for strike one. Cody Bradford's night has come to a close after a two-pitch ground out to start the third. Four consecutive batters have reached base. Three on hits, and two of them doubles. Time called on the mound. You could tell that they wanted Bradford to stay in and try and iron things out. Hopefully get some more outs, get them through the third. Unfortunately, no dice. So one outside. It's now a ball and a strike. No need to worry, though. Here comes the lefty, Tyler Thomas. He comes set at the waist. 1-1. Upstairs and out. Now two balls and a strike. Thomas was not on the opening night roster for Frisco. Started in AAA Round Rock. 2-1 pitch. Again outside as Thomas has missed three in a row arm side. Fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup for the lefty reliever Thomas. He's got two in scoring position. Porter at third, Means at second. 3-1 in the air down the first baseline, and this one will tail foul. Now 3-2. Two runs in the top of the first inning for Northwest Arkansas. A grand slam in the second. Salt in the wound in the third as they brought in two more in an 8-0 ball game. Lefty righty as Thomas is set. The 3-2. Low and inside for ball four. Second walk of the inning. And the fifth of the night by the Riders staff. Loads the bases for Nick Lofton. You heard that yet tonight?
Yeah, I think I have. I think I remember what happened last time. He sent it over the left field wall, 392 feet. Grand slam.
Another lefty-righty matchup for Lofton against the newly inserted Thomas, the pitch. Left it low for ball one. Lofton in the third inning. It's already his third at-bat. Four-pitch walk in the first inning where five came to the plate for the Naturals. Somewhat standard. One oh. 2-0.
No Naturals player in their history has ever hit two grand slams in the same game.
High fly ball down the first baseline. Stower is charging in. Can't get there. It's now 2-1. I wanted that to carry, unless that was maybe a until now moment. Fortunately, it wasn't.
Glad it wasn't.
Glad it wasn't. 2-1 as Thomas gets one back. Bases are loaded with Naturals in the top of the third. Porter at third, Means at second. Garcia at first. Pitch in there for strike two. Thomas sets. 2-2. Ripped in the air, and that'll drop in left for a base hit. Porter scores from third, station to station. On the RBI knock for Nick Lofton, his fifth run driven in, only in the top of the third inning.
It's another walk that comes in to score. Logan Porter, who just came in, he got on base for the walk. Rough Riders, as you mentioned, Chris, with five tonight. The elite of all of AA as a pitching staff with 70 walks. And among non-AAA teams who started a few days before AA, they're in the top 10 in all of minor league baseball.
First pitch is waved at and missed in the dirt for strike one. Here's Michael Massey, who has also homered tonight. Not a kind stretch of the order for Tyler Thomas to be greeted by. Lefty-lefty matchup to the second baseman, Massey, the 0-1. Outside. Now a ball and a strike. So since Bradford's two-pitch groundout, base hit, double, walk, RBI double, ended the night for him. Three of those four guys that reached base came in. Means the last one stands at third. 1-1. Low for ball two. Represents the end of the night for Cody Bradford. He leaves after 2 1/3. Gave up 6 hits, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts. Thomas regathers himself from the left side. Edias at third is in. And the 2-1 pitch. Chopped foul. Massey rolled it over, but towards the Naturals dugout as he was way out in front of the 2-1. It now evens up the count.
This has been such a long inning that Angel Serpa, the starter, is now out in the bullpen for Northwest Arkansas, just staying loose, throwing some pitches.
That's great insight. It's been long half frames. 2-2. Again, foul. This one straightened out a little bit more down the first baseline. Still an even count. And for Serpa, he's barely thrown over 20 pitches. So yeah, got to try and stay loose. Count is still even. Thomas sets. Break even to Massey. Down the line in right field, and it drops for a base hit. Means scores from third. Garcia in from second as well. And Lofton all the way from first will hold up the third double of the top half of the third inning. Two more runs come in. It's now 11-0 Naturals. Lofton at third. Massey now at second for Suli Matias. Lefty-righty. The first pitch from Thomas. In for a called strike one. Ninth batter of the inning. Two-run double for Massey, the 0-1. Missed for ball one. So the line for Bradford does now close with 10 runs allowed. 9 of them earned. The 1-1 pitch. Wave and a miss on a breaking ball in the dirt. Garcia has to rip the mask and run it down just outside of home plate. Now Thomas in front, 1-2. Nate Eaton, standing on deck, is the only out in this inning. The rest of the seven batters in between him and Matias have reached, and six have scored. 1-2. That's back to the screen. Still 1-2. Should say five have scored. Lofton and Massey aboard, both in scoring position. One, two outside. Now two balls and two strikes.
Chris, these two teams have been playing since 2008 when Northwest Arkansas entered the league. Their most runs against Frisco, 15. Back on July 2nd, 2015, they have 11 so far here through three innings.
2-2 pitch. Blooped in the air. Will this stay in the infield? Procession jogging in. Just in front of the extended track makes the catch. A big out number two. The same words we said to start this top half of the third. Nate Eaton comes to the plate. He'll face a different pitcher, though. It was Bradford that rolled him over on the second pitch of the at-bat. Bases at second and third, the first pitch. Just missed the outside edge for ball one. Eaton 0 for 2 tonight. He's got a base hit in the series. 1-0 from Thomas. Looked like same pitch and ended up in the same spot. Same result as well, 2-0. Two in the first, four in the second, and five in the third. 2-0 comes home. Rip and a miss for strike one. One back for Thomas. The Riders just need one more out to try and get off the field here. They haven't even made a full pass through their order yet. 8-9-1 due up at the bottom of the third. 2-1. Tip foul behind home plate. It's now 2-2. Meanwhile, for the Naturals, five of their nine completed of their third turn through the batting lineup. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. In the air. Right in the middle of the infield. It's actually Garcia rips his mask off. Thomas can't find it. Ariason from third with a backhanded catch and foul grounds. And that was a circus of an out number three. Out number three nonetheless in an inning where five come in. 11-0 Northwest Arkansas on the Riders Baseball Network.
Celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball. The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Left-handed starter Angel Serpa back on the mound for the Naturals. We can finally start the bottom of the third. Sandro Fabian stands in, the left fielder. First pitch to him. Zooms in for a called strike one. 11 pitches, 8 strikes for Serpa. Quickly, the 0-1 is in for an 0-2. There's the fast pace that we had missed in the top half of the third, where five came in for Northwest Arkansas. 11-0 score. 0-2. Tight miss. Now a ball and two strikes to Fabian. Had an appearance in game one, the 1-2. Outside. Two straight strikes. Now two straight misses to even the count. Fabian on Tuesday hit by a pitch and a walk. The 2-2. Upstairs for ball three. That was Wednesday, beg your pardon. Didn't see him on Tuesday. So just the second appearance of the series for the outfielder, Fabian. 3-2 pitch. Down, looking at strike three. First strikeout of the night for Serpa. One away in the third. In the bottom of the card, Jordan Procession coming to the plate. What a start to the year for Jordan Procession. He's gone deep already. First pitch, wave and a miss for strike one. Of the four games, this is his third appearance. The 0-1 pitch. Called strike two as Serpa has brought some serious intent to the mound in the bottom of the third. Takes a longer tick, and now the 0-2. Tip back to the screen. Procession stays alive. Six-pitch at-bat to Fabian was the longest of the night for Serpa. Big breath, and now he comes home. In the air to shallow left center field. That'll drop in for a base hit. First of the night for Frisco. On the board in the hit column. Now for the runs to start coming in one by one.
Six-game hitting streak for Pro. He just keeps doing it from the bottom of the order.
And just scooped it right in there, too. Saw a good one and said, I'll nestle you in right there.
Watch out, he's a wizard with the bat.
First pitch, top of the order to Johnny Ornelas. Misses for ball one.
Procession's now 9-for-16. To start the season.
The 1-0. Hard ground ball, left side of the infield. That sneaks through for a base hit. Procession up to second, and Ornelas cruises into first. Four hits now for him in the last two games.
Riders tied a season high with 13 hits last night. The first two here in the third, and trying to claw their way back here from down 11.
Yeah, Ornelas, man. Keeps it going with the second straight hit. He was 0-for-4 with 2 Ks on Tuesday. Lefty-lefty to J.P. Martinez. The pitch. Rip and a miss for strike one as J.P. had intent to drop that one in the lazy river. No balls and a strike to the center fielder, Martinez. The pitch. That's in. Looked like Rivera was set up outside, but it came back in the middle of the plate for strike two. RBI chance for Martinez with five this season. 0-2. Ground ball foul. Little tapper at the plate. JP stays alive. He was walked in the first inning and represented the only base runner for Frisco coming into the third. Back-to-back singles from Procession and Ornelas. Ends that. Serpa taking a little bit longer than how we saw him start this bottom of the third. 0-2. We just missed. Rivera liked it, but ball one. One, two. Wave and a miss at strike three. Got him chasing for the second out of the inning. Here's Ezekiel Duran. He lefty-righty action with two gone. As Serpa comes set, the first pitch high for ball one. So at the beginning of the season, everyone's given a questionnaire to fill out. Twitter handle, Instagram handle, favorite movie, favorite pizza topping, things of the sort. Favorite movie on there, and the answer from Duran was a great one. 1-0 tipped back to the screen. I got to fly through the story because I don't know how fast we're going to go. But we're going through these, and actually to a big surprise, not that many sports movies.
Yeah.
Only a very few amount of baseball movies. Ezekiel Duran's 1-1. Tip foul. It's now one ball and two strikes. Written down for favorite movie was Tom E. Jerry. With the letter Y in between the two. Which just puts a smile on your face when you read it. Tom E. Jerry. 1-2. Rave and a miss for strike three. Serpa does allow a pair of base hits, and the Riders have their first hits of the night. But the lefty starter K's the side and continues to hold Frisco off the scoreboard. 11-0 Northwest Arkansas. We go to the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Now through the end of April, Riders fans have the opportunity to help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their artwork by April 29th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger art contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, handyman, and pool services? They can also help you with insulation and heating and air conditioning for the upcoming extreme seasons. As a family-owned operation for three generations and counting, ABC has been serving Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Find them online at goandeater.com.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
6-7-8 due up for Northwest Arkansas. Tyler Thomas back on the mound, the left-handed starter. He'll try and see if he can cool off the Naturals that have scored a run in every inning. First pitch, belted in the air to center field. Martinez camping underneath it. Retreats a bit, hauls it in for one pitch out number one. When I say they scored a run in every inning, that is putting it very, very mildly. Two for the Nats in the first, and four in the second, and five in the third. One pitch, one out is what we like to see. Here's Robbie Glendinning, the first pitch. Yep, strike one. Got him at 89. Glendinning has reached twice tonight, a one. Missing for ball one. Baseball is weird, is what Zach said to me earlier today, and that's quite true at times, a lot of times, if not all the time. 0-1. Misses down and in for ball one. Counts even. Should be 2-1. Angel Serpa came in 0-1 of the season and a 10.50 ERA. The numbers for him last year didn't really wow you. 1-1. In the air, hard to right field. Stowers retreats. Hauls in the line drive, out number two. And then you had a guy like Cody Bradford that has been flirting with quality starts and got one the last time out. 1-0, 3.86 ERA. And his first in both starts, three, four innings, were nearly flawless. First pitch to Logan Porter. A called strike one. And of what you would maybe assume or what the numbers would lead you to happen tonight, nearly the exact opposite occurred. The 0-1 outside. Two balls and a strike to the first baseman, Porter, who has also reached in both trips to the plate. Base hit and a walk. He's coming to score both times. The 1-1. Tip foul. It's now 1-2. Looking at the box for Serpa, he's thrown three scoreless innings, three strikeouts and a walk. 1-2 pitch. Outside for ball two, counts even. He was raved as the guy in the system that has the most control for pitchers. But at the start of the season, didn't quite see it. Or even last year, heck. 2-2 pitch. Low and outside. Count is full. And then Cody Bradford, 2 1/3. 6 hits, 10 runs in. And all earned. 3-2. Lost him for ball four. Thomas walked the first batter faced. Hadn't seen one in 7 of the following at-bats, but there is the first since Michael Garcia stood in with one gone in the third. Now it's Jake Means. First pitch. Called strike one. And just how Thomas has started every pitch of this top of the fourth, a first pitch strike. His 0-1. High in the air. This is right side of the infield where Procession, another tricky one, coming over, makes the catch. Just in front of the Nats dugout. Two out walk is stranded for Tyler Thomas. And for the first time tonight, no runs on no hits for those Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Our score holds. It is 11-0. Frisco due up to the plate. We start the bottom of the fourth next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders hit the trail for their opening road series of 2022 with a 6-game stretch against their South Division foe, the San Antonio Missions, affiliates of the San Diego Padres.
Strike three called, and the Rough Riders take opening day 5-4 over Arkansas.
The Riders return to Frisco on Tuesday, April 19th to host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Tickets are sure to go fast. Visit ridersbaseball.com to secure yours today. Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Lane Krim, the first man to stand in for Frisco in the bottom of the fourth. 4-5-6 to the plate. The lefty starter, Angel Serpa, has been really good for the Naturals tonight. First pitch. In for a called strike one. Oh, one pitch. Hard ground ball up the middle of the infield. Massey, the second baseman, tracks it. Throws to first in time. Quickly one gone. Massey was way over to the middle of the infield for Krim. A hard right-handed hitter that had a worm burner over towards Massey at second. Nearly right to him. First pitch to Josh Stowers. Wave and a miss for strike one. 21 pitches from Serpa in the third was by far his longest frame of the night. 0-1. Rip and a miss, strike two. As a matter of fact, it doubled his pitch count in the first two innings combined. 10 in the first, 11 in the second. 0-2 from the lefty. High and outside for ball one. 94 gun reads. Now his 1-2. Thought about from Storrs. Big take to even the count. Couple of one-out singles as Procession turned the lineup card to the top. And Johnny Ornelas made it back-to-back base hits. 2-2. In the air foul on a screaming line drive that's way over the Naturals dugout. Still 2-2, but Martinez down on strikes, and then Duran on four pitches down swinging. Again the 2-2. Inside on Storrs, and the count's full. He's been able to weather this at bat where Serpa's really directed it with the fastball. Lefty-righty, the 3-2. Wave and a miss for strike three. There is the heat at 94 again. Fourth strikeout of the night for the lefty starter, Angel Serpa. He's held Frisco off the scoreboard one game after they put up a season-high 12 runs. Two gone for the catcher, David Garcia. 0 for 5 in this series. First pitch. Upstairs, ball one. Serpa actually hadn't recorded a strikeout until the last inning when he K'd three. And one more here in the fourth. The 1-0. Back to the net. Garcia just skips it off the top of his stick. And it's 1-1. Dio Edias will see if he can come to the plate. Had a two-homer night last night. 1-1. Ground ball weakly hit left side. Garcia to Garcia, and it's Mikel that throws to first for out number three. A couple groundouts and a strikeout for Serpa as he raises his total to four on the night and four scoreless innings for the left-handed starter. We go to the fifth. Zach Bigley back on the horn in an 11-0 ballgame on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh my goodness!
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Seth Nordlund, the new man out of the Riders' pen in the top of the fifth inning. Rough Riders down big 11-0 to Northwest Arkansas. Nordlund takes over for Tyler Thomas, who did a wonderful job in relief. Nordlund faces the right-handed batting Mikel Garcia to start things off in the fifth inning. First pitch, low and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Top third of the order for Northwest Arkansas. Garcia representing the fourth time through. Nordlund readies, and the 1-0 toss. Top of the zone, a strike. 1-1. Thomas, an inning and two-thirds in relief. One run on two hits, no strikeouts, two walks. Here's the set. And the 1-1. Fouled straight back, and it's 1-2. But he did kind of put a tamp down on what was A game that was really running away from the Rough Riders. Cody Bradford allowing 10 runs, all earned, a career high for the left-hander. 1-2. Fouled straight back. Still 1-2 on Garcia. 4 walks, also a career high for the lefty Cody Bradford. Garcia has been walked twice today. He's down in the count, 1-2 to Nordlund. Seth from the stretch. He kicks fires. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Seth Nordlund picks up the strikeout. Got him upstairs, and it's one away here in the fifth inning. Seth Nordlund, a 24-year-old, 6'4", 213 pounds, native of Mesa, Arizona. Out of Gateway Junior College, he comes set and fires in. On the outside edge, a called strike, 0-1. The soft tosser, 4-pitch mix, sinker, slider, change. He'll mix in a 4-seam every now and again as well. He delivers. A swing and a chopper out to third base. Steo Edias to his left. He picks, squares his shoulders, throws low to first base, but Procession picks it out of the dirt. And there's out number 2. Michael Massey bats now. Rough Riders trailing 11-0 here on the top of the fifth inning. Massey's had a heck of a night. Home run, hit by a pitch, 2-run double. Nordlund delivers home. Massey grounds it up the first baseline, right to Procession. He knocks it down, flips underhand to the covering Nordlund, who beats Massey to the bag, and it's an easy 1-2-3 inning for Seth Nordlund in his first frame here in the fifth. No runs, hits, errors, and nobody left on base. Just 6, make it 7 pitches for Nordlund in that fifth. Home half of the fifth coming up. Rough Riders trailing 11-0 to Northwest Arkansas on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. Rough Riders Baseball is back. A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike 3 call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Angel Serpa deals home to Dio Edias. He misses down low and inside. It's 1 ball and no strikes. Rough Riders trailing 11-0 here in the home half of the fifth inning to Northwest Arkansas. Fourth game of a 6-game series. Pitch to Edias. He swings, chops, and foul. Third baseline towards the Riders' dugout. 1 ball and 1 strike. Northwest Arkansas with 2 runs in the first, 4 in the second, 5 in the third. They take their 11-0 advantage. 1-1 outside. 2 balls, 1 strike on Edias. Cody Bradford tagged with 10 of those 11 runs, the Rough Riders starter. 2-1. Fought off, sawed off at the top of the net. Just above the first base dugout for Northwest Arkansas, a foul ball. It's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rough Riders have not had their way offensively at all with Angel Serpa. Just 2 hits, both coming in the third. 2-2 on the way. Edias takes high and outside just barely. 3-2. Johnny Ornelas and Jordan Procession, the only two with hits tonight for Frisco. Serpa takes a deep breath. He's back into his windup in the payoff home. A swing and a one hopper out to third. Means picks off to his left, throws on to first, and gets Dio Edias, his defensive counterpart, for the first down. One away here in the fifth, 11-0 Northwest Arkansas. Sandro Fabian makes his way to the plate. Fabian, a strikeout victim back in the third. He went down looking. 11 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Northwest Arkansas. Rough Riders, no runs, 2 hits, 1 error defensively tonight. Serpa's pitch. Iron outside, 1 ball, no strikes. Serpa, the number 13 prospect in the organization for Kansas City. He winds in the 1-0. A line drive back up the box into center for a hit. Sandro Fabian smacks it right back where it came from. Picks up the single with one out here in the fifth inning. Ends a string of 6 consecutive, retired by Serpa. And Jordan Procession stands in now. Riders down by 11. Serpa has induced ground balls at a very high rate in this game, and that's nothing out of the ordinary. The pitch. Foul straight back, and it's 0-1. Most of the outs have come on the ground, including all of them outside of the 4 strikeouts he has today. The pitch. Chopper foul on the right side. It's 0-2. So far, through his 2 starts this year, a 52% ground ball rate for Serpa. It would be a career high if he were to keep that up, and the rate has continuously been high tonight as well. Last year in a full season, a 47% ground ball rate. They say for ground ball pitchers to be constituted as such, they should be about 45 to 50%. The offer slips high in a fastball. Ball and 2 strikes on the Riders' first baseman now. Serpa has certainly fit that bill. A hard fastball coming into the mid-90s as well, and still sitting there as we play in the fifth. Runner aboard at first, 1 out. The pitch to Procession. A swing and a fly ball into center field. Lofton tracing back a couple steps. He's under it, though, and makes the catch. The former shortstop converted to center fielder puts away the second out of the fifth. And that brings Johnny Ornelas in the top of the order back up. Third time through for the Rough Riders. Ornelas 4-for-8, making 4-for-9 in the series, with a 1-for-2 performance so far tonight. Serpa from the stretch with Fabian leading off of first. First pitch. Ornelas swatches the heater on the outside edge. Belt high, a strike, 0-1. Serpa's next pitch will be number 68. He kicks, fires. A swing and a grounder foul back behind home. 0-2. In his first outing, 57 pitches. In his second outing, 58 pitches. They're starting to let him go just a little bit. And why not? He's pitching well tonight. 0-2. High on Ornelas. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Looking to bullseye the outside corner. He looks in. 1 ball, 2 strikes on Ornelas. The set. 1-2. Just outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Fabian takes his lead. Play pretty much straight up, slightly to pull for the right-handed batting Ornelas. 2-2. Hard ground ball up the middle. That's into center for a hit. Johnny Ornelas with his second hit tonight. 5 hits for him over the last 2 games. Swinging a hot stick. Rough Riders with 2 hits in the same inning for the first time since the third. 2 on with 2 out for J.P. Martinez, who's 0-for-1 with a walk. And Northwest Arkansas with some action out of their bullpen now. Left-hander getting loose.
The pitch.
A strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. 11-0, Northwest Arkansas. Rough Riders trying to chip away at that lead here in the fifth. Here's the set, the pitch. Swing a grounder foul back behind home. 0-2 on the Cuban native, J.P. Martinez, Riders center fielder today. Fabian and Ornelas on the base pass for Frisco. Serpa stepped off. Now he retones the rubber. Offering home. Way outside. Off of the catcher Rivera. All the way back to the backstop. Fabian takes third. Ornelas the trail runner to second. A wild pitch. Two in scoring position now. 1-2 on Martinez as Holden Capps is the one warming up. Out in the Northwest Arkansas bullpen, he starts to throw with a little more intent. Serpa from the stretch. 1-2. Fouled straight back. Still 1-2. Big alley in right center field to the pole side for Martinez. Wind blowing out ferociously to left. Serpa delivers. Low and outside. Good take. 2-2. Missed with a breaking ball. Slider from the left-hander. If we get that far, Ezekiel Duran on deck. 1-2 on the way to Martinez. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Angel Serpa out of the fifth inning with a strikeout of J.P. Martinez. His fifth strikeout of the night. And we go to the top of the sixth. Rough Riders down 11-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fundays. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Seth Nordlund back to the mound here in the top of the sixth inning. Rough Riders behind in this one, 11-0. Shilly Matias starts it off for Northwest Arkansas alongside Chris Jarrett. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along, here on this Friday evening, as the Rough Riders coming off a 12-2 win last night, getting it handed right back to him. First pitch, Matias grounds it softly to second. Duran swallows it up, sidearm toss onto first for the out. One away. Nate Eaton bats now. The Rough Riders will be back in action tomorrow and Sunday for the last two games of this series against the Naturals. Should be a fun one tomorrow, Chris. Asa Lacy against Jack Leiter. That's the number 4 overall pick in the 2020 draft. Asa Lacy out of Texas A&M. Pitch on the way. There's a strike on the outside corner. 0-1 to Nate Eaton. And the number 2 overall pick out of Vanderbilt in the 2021 draft in Jack Leiter. So, some two very big names. 0-1. A high pop-up, shallow center field. Durand going back. The second baseman calls everyone off. Puts it away. Two outs. 11-0 Northwest Arkansas here in the sixth.
Yeah, that'll really sell some tickets. Yep. Just excited to see the matchup there. And it's the series been really interesting. Aside from Lacey, the Texas ties, the crowd that that'll pull, Leiter being tied to the Rangers organization, of course, but a lot of offense back and forth since Tuesday.
First pitch to Sebastian Rivero. Strike on the outside corner, 0-1.
So we'll see if that changes tomorrow night.
It's supposed to be windy tomorrow night, too. It's not what the pitchers want to hear. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Pitch off the outside corner, 0-2. Chris, we're pretty excited about the promotion tomorrow, too. It's going to be May night.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. Can't wait to see the jerseys.
Chris Kirkpatrick is going to be out here from NSYNC. 0-2. Grounded third baseline and foul. Still 0-2. The jerseys are sweet. They will be unveiled later on, but they are real good looking. Especially if you're into the 90s. 0-2. Hard grounder to the shortstop, Ornelas. Backhands from the outfield grass. A long throw, and he gets him. Nice play by Johnny Ornelas. And the side comes to a close in order. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Six up, six down, and two innings for Seth Nordland. Good work out of the bullpen. And we go to the home half of the sixth. 11-0 Northwest Arkansas on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Oh, my goodness.
Are pests bugging you? Have you tried getting rid of pests on your own? Let the trained professionals at ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of your home and business and keep the pests away for good. From roaches, ants, rodents, mosquitoes, termites, and more, the family-owned ABC can handle any pest problem you have. ABC has taken care of Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Contact us today at GoAnteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's about who we are.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the sixth inning, all Northwest Arkansas. 11-0. Holden Capps comes out of the bullpen, the left-hander for the Naturals. Rough Riders have surrendered two runs in the first, four in the second, five in the third. And Ezekiel Duran, Blaine Prim, and Josh Stowers are due up 3, 4, and 5. For the Rough Riders. Angel Serpa done after his five innings of work. A Northwest Arkansas starter very strong in his five shutout frames. No runs allowed on four base hits. He struck out five and walked one. Holden Capps, the lefty, deals with the righty Duran. First pitch, a high pop-up in the infield. Logan Porter, the first baseman called off by the second baseman, Michael Massey, who makes the catch about 10 feet from the infield grass. One pitch, one down here in the sixth inning, and Blaine Krim bats now for the Riders. He's 0 for 2 tonight. Chris, we were talking a little bit about that pitching matchup tomorrow.
Yeah, and I think we got to do the due diligence of plugging the fact that there's going to be select MILB games now on MLB TV starting tomorrow night with that contest.
First pitch to Krim, high and inside, one ball, no strikes. So if you have a subscription to MLB TV but not MILB TV, you can watch us. We'll be live on MLB TV. The pitch is slashed foul out of play right side. One ball, one strike. Expecting a lot of eyes and ears to be pinned here on Frisco with Jack Leiter and Asa Lacy starting against one another. Jack Leiter, the number one Rangers prospect. Asa Lacy, the number four Royals prospect. 1-1 to Krim. He watches one outside from Caps, and it's 2-1. Jack Leiter has been as advertised through his two starts with the Rough Riders. Electric in his first start here. Three innings, seven strikeouts in front of over 9,000 folks at Riders Field. And in San Antonio, struck out four over four innings. In both games, he allowed just one run on one hit. Pitch to Krim. Way outside, 3-1.
Yeah, he just, from what we've been able to gather so far this year, it's a guy that wants to be in competing situations, just wants to compete at all times, and has that laser-focused energy about him, really on and off the field.
The offering, outside, ball four. Blaine Krim works a walk with one out in the sixth inning, and Josh Stowers takes his turn now for the Rough Riders. Frisco trailing 11-0. Jack just celebrated his 22nd birthday yesterday. And he'll be making his third start in professional baseball tomorrow. For a 22-year-old, he's one of the more mature guys you'll find. Here's the set. And the pitch on the way to Stowers. High and tight. One ball, no strikes. And that's maturity on and off the baseball field. Very impressive stuff. 1-0. Just outside, two balls, no strikes. Stowers tonight, 0-2. Ground out and a strikeout in his two times up. Caps from the stretch. He delivers. Foul off the catcher, Rivero. 2-1. Holden Caps, a Lawton, Oklahoma native. 2017 draft pick of the Royals in the eighth round out of Central Oklahoma. He readies from the stretch and deals. High and outside with a breaking ball. Time called. Rivero's going to go talk to him. Three balls, one strike on Stowers. Caps has spent parts of three seasons here in Northwest Arkansas, dating all the way back to 2019. One out, one on here in the sixth. 3-1 to Stowers. 11-0 Northwest Arkansas as we play in the home half of the sixth. Caps ready to go. He toes the rubber from the third base side. He comes set. Kick springs in the 3-1. A check swing grounder foul on the Northwest Arkansas side off the facing of their dugout first baseline. 3-2. Stowers back in. Krim takes his lead from first, the payoff. A swing and a miss. He struck him out on a slider down low and inside. Stowers down on strikes. First strikeout for Holden Caps, and there are two down. David Garcia hits now. 0-2 day for the catcher. Two outs, runner at first. 11-0 Northwest Arkansas. Home half of the sixth. The pitch. Misses up high. One ball, no strikes.
Middle of the order, Zach, has, I mean, for the most part, Serpa did a great job of limiting base runners. But 3 through 7 have really struggled getting aboard tonight. The walk to Krim is the only time that's happened.
The 1-0. A strike on the outside edge. Count to 1-1 on Garcia. And, Chris, that's been very unlike this offense throughout the first 12 games of the year. Middle of the order has done a large chunk of the damage. Set, 1-1. Garcia spoils it, foul out of play right side, 1-2. If you look at that 3 through 7 that you mentioned, the lowest batting average is .241 from Dio Arias, who hit two home runs last year, or last night,
last
I should
night,
say.
Yeah.
He had more than two last year, I should say. 1-2 home to Garcia. Swing and a miss on a ball down in the dirt. Garcia strikes out, and the side comes to a close here in the sixth inning. No runs, hits, errors, and one runner left on base as Garcia is talking with the home plate umpire, Jake Bruner. He thought he fouled that ball into the ground, and here comes Jared Getter. He's arguing the same thing as well. It's going to be to no avail. Chris Jarrett is on the mic when we return. Takes over for the play-by-play. 11-0, Northwest Arkansas leads it on the Riders Baseball Network as we go to the seventh.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness! Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off! The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record!
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Riders still scoreless tonight. 11-0 Northwest Arkansas out in front on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett and Zach Bigley with you from Riders Field. First pitch, a wave and a miss for strike one from Seth Nordlund. Robbie Glendinning, the designated hitter in. He's walked and doubled tonight. 0-1 from Nordlund. Good for strike two, 90 mile an hour. The 1-for-2 tonight, for those watching on stream, was the double back in the third. 0-2. Cut out and miss, strike three. Eight in a row retired. For Nordlund, it's his second strikeout and seven in a row retired for him since taking over in the fifth. One gone in the seventh inning. Logan Porter is next. First baseman watches the first pitch. And watches it into the zone for a called strike one. Another late start tonight for the Rangers on the road in Seattle. Getaway day across MLB last night. 0-1 is laced on a couple hops towards second. Eaten up by Duran. The throw to first is there for out number two. Everybody in action early yesterday, for the most part, evening and nighttime ball games. And it was the Rangers finishing that series in Seattle. They stay on the road, though, and on an Apple TV game against the Athletics tonight. Righty-righty to Jake Means. There's strike one. Fair to point out that entering this inning, Seth Nordlund had thrown one ball. The 0-1. Checked his swing, but as Garcia was contesting, Bruner says, I'll just issue him the strike myself. It's now 0-2 on the third baseman Means. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Electric stuff from Seth Nordlund. His third strikeout. 23 pitches, 22 strikes. We've arrived at the stretch. Bottom of the seventh coming your way next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches. Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system with the Riders Report blog at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action. To the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The lefty reliever Holden Copps back on the mound. And he'll face Dio Arias. 7-8-9 for the Riders. First pitch. It's in there for a called strike one. And Frisco trying to prevent being shut out for the first time this season. The 0-1. Hard hit, line drive into right field for a base hit. First hit of the night for Arias. The leadoff man aboard in the bottom of the seventh inning. First time tonight the leadoff man has reached for Frisco. A lot of that has to do with Serpa. And for Caps, his first batter faced Ezekiel Duran in the sixth, a one-pitch flyout victim. And that is straightaway center. Sandro Fabian is next. Lefty-righty, the first toss. Outside for ball one. Riders had a chance back in the fifth with a couple of base hits. It was their second time tonight that they found two hits in an inning. 1-0. Wave and miss for strike one. Fabian unloading on his first cut. Left fielder's one for two tonight. Cap set at the chest. The 1-1. Outside. Now two balls and a strike at 87. Bottom of the order has done well. Arias, Fabian, and Procession 7-8-9 have now all recorded a hit. Lefty ready to Fabian, the 2-1. In the air, down the first baseline, and that'll drop for a base hit. Dio cruises around second. Fabian will hold up at first. Runners at the corners and nobody out in the bottom of the seventh. Back-to-back knocks. And can the Riders find the scoreboard for the first time tonight? It lies on the first baseman, Jordan Procession. Lefty-lefty matchup. And an open stance for Procession. First pitch. Cut and miss for strike one. He jumped on the first pitch fastball, but couldn't get the bat on it. It's 0-1. Wow, the wind picking up at the ballpark. Has not subsided since the start. It's actually intensified, I think. 0-1. Outside. Now a ball and a strike. The guy that's on deck, Johnny Ornelas, has a two-hit night. He had a three-hit night last night after starting the series 0-for-4 and a pair of Ks. 1-1. Breaking action, almost came into the zone. But left inside, now 2-1. Procession with the three stripes around his socks. Pant legs rolled up to the knees. Next toss, outside. Now 3-1 and a good count for Procession to try and keep the movement flowing on the base paths. Caps the long look down and nods with his catcher, Rivero. The 3-1 in the air, blistered to center field on a fly ball to Lofton. He'll come in, makes the running catch. Eddie is trying to tag from third, and he'll come in easily to score. Set fly for Procession, and there's the first run of the night. Now Johnny Ornella's time. Lefty-righty matchup. Caps the first pitch. Catches outside for strike one. Nobody up for the Riders. There is someone stretching. No one really throwing, though. Standard bullpen shenanigans, 0-1. Ground ball, third baseline, and foul. It's now 0-2. And so that means we might see Seth Nordlund, where since his first pitch miss of the zone to Michael Garcia, he's thrown 22 consecutive strikes. 9 consecutive retired for Nordlund. The 0-2 in the air, hard hit right field. Matias to the line. Makes a catch. Now two gone. JP Martinez is next. And as we understand it, it now ties the single season record that Cody Bradford had established earlier this year for most consecutive batters retired. Let's see if we see Nordlund in the top of the eighth. First, though, clean count to Martinez and a runner at first. The first pitch, high for ball one. JP, 2 strikeouts tonight, and he was walked and stranded in the first. 1-0, down and away. Ben Engstrand says no after an appeal from Rivero. Martinez did throw the hands a little bit. But now a count in his favor at 2 balls, no strikes. Caps comes home. Boy, that missed as Martinez looked like he was taking all the way. As Caps was throwing, bat on the shoulder of Martinez and was straddling the box from the left side. And it makes the count 3-0. Here comes Caps. Tight inside for ball four. Martinez testing the zone, and it pays off. 2-out walk advances Fabian to second and Martinez at first. That'll bring up Ezekiel Duran. Second baseman is hitless tonight. Holden Caps has allowed the Riders to find the scoreboard in the bottom of the seventh. There will be no shutout tonight. Back-to-back leadoff base hits for Edius and Fabian. Sandro at second. Martinez at first. Lefty-righty for Duran as he stands in. First pitch to him. Low for ball one. 271 for Ezekiel Duran and an OPS at 7.85, a guy that has pounded doubles to start the season. No homers, though. 1-0. Brokes the bat. Ground ball to Massey at second. Breaks the bat, should say. And Duran out at first base. But the Riders find the scoreboard, and they cut the deficit to 10. It's now 11-1 Northwest Arkansas, all done in the seventh inning. 8, headed your way next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike 3 call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Now through the end of April, Riders fans have the opportunity to help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their artwork by April 29th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
And it is Seth Nordlund that we see back out for the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett and Zach Bigley with you. Top of the order due up. Just how Seth took on the Naturals to begin the fifth. Righty, righty to Michael Garcia, the pitch. And that misses for ball one. And of course, it comes to Garcia. It was the first pitch ball to him back in the fifth. And then 22 consecutive found the zone. Wow. The 1-0. Hard ground ball towards short. Ornelas there for it. Couple hops, and the throw to first is in time for the first out. Back in the strike column. It's one away in the eighth. Three strikeouts for Nordlund. I think we're seeing the sharpest relief appearance for this amount of time out of any arm so far this year. It'll be tough to top. First pitch to Lofton. It's low and inside for ball one. It's been a special night for the center fielder Lofton. Played his college ball at BU. And, of course, Frisco starter Cody Bradford tonight opposed him. 1-0. Fouled away at the plate. One ball, one strike. Cody walked him in the first, and he came in to score on a Michael Massey two-run homer. Unfortunately, it got worse in the second. 1-1. Tipped and got away from Garcia for strike two. Say it got worse for Bradford, for Lofton. It couldn't have been cooler for him to do that off a former teammate. A grand slam in the second inning. Now the 1-2 pitch. Hard hit but foul. First base side. Stays 1-2. This will go down as a blemish on the early start. That's been really, really good for Cody Bradford. Just a night that a Northwest Arkansas team in a series that the ball has flown. They hit the ball really well. 1-2 is inside. Two balls and two strikes. Even count. Big breath from Nordlund. The pitch in the air to center field, tailing away from Martinez on the move. Gets there in time. Makes the grab. Fly out to center and two gone in the eighth inning. If you caught us in the bottom of the seventh, we mentioned that Nordlund was tied with Bradford for the most consecutive batters retired. The ground out to Garcia set the new season high. And the flyout from Lofton now advances it one more batter further. Now 11 in a row sat down. New batter for the Naturals to the plate. Ryan Grotjohn is next. First pitch. In the air, third baseline, and drifting into left field. It headed right towards Hardy Pack of youngsters, and it goes over their heads for strike one. Saw an Adrian Beltre Schertzy in attendance last night. We've got his bobblehead behind us. .477 home runs. Came with a little three-dial tally. 0-1. Outside for ball one. Count is even.
Over 3,000 hits. Future Hall of Fame.
Speaking of 3,000 hits. The 1-1. Foul ball. Which means I get to talk about my guy.
Is there somebody who's near
our
that milestone?
King.
Yeah, is that right?
Our Triple Crown King about 10 years ago.
The intentionally walked champion?
Yeah. How about that? Eh? Yeah. Rockies and Tigers rained out tonight. The 1-2. Swing and a miss in the dirt for strike three. Garcia will have to throw down. He does. And Procession sidesteps out of the way to secure the fourth strikeout of the night and likely an evening that comes to a close for Seth Nordlund, who just spun a gem going all the way back to the fifth inning. 12 in a row retired for Nordlund, and that closes the curtain in the top of the eighth inning. Score holds 11-1 Northwest Arkansas on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Vista Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Little Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back for the bottom of the eighth inning, and Blaine Krim coming to the plate. Not long before you're going to see Blaine's name in lights in Hollywood after his Girl Scout cookie video that was on the video board tonight. First pitch from Holden Capps outside for ball one.
Going to win some award?
He might, dude. Especially as, well, he did win the award of being able to clean up the rest of the remaining Girl Scout cookies. That was his trophy. The 1-0. Belted in the air to left center field. Eaton turns his shoulder and watches this one go way out of here and gone. First homer of the season for Blaine Krim. Off round tripper to begin the bottom of the eighth inning.
.101 off the bat, 414 feet for Blaine.
Oh.
It's a pretty good shot.
And Eaton, first pitch to Stowers, misses for ball one. Eaton did the service of jogging it a little bit to the track, but really a routine jog. The 1-0 outside for ball two. That they say it was the cookies.
Must have been the cookies.
Yeah, gave him the extra bone strength. So the challenge that we were talking about was a group of guys. Seth Norlin was one of them, so it certainly was the cookies. That is science. 2-0. High for ball three. They had to place a Girl Scout cookie on their forehead. Was it, what was it, a Samoa and a Thin Mint?
That's
were
correct,
those the
yeah.
two? On their forehead and had to, from that point, eat the cookie without using their hands. So imagine that, shall, for just a moment. What that looked like. And a couple interesting strategies. 3-0 tip foul. Stowers now 3-1. 11-2 naturals in the bottom of the eighth. I didn't want to say the score after the Karim home run, but it's now a 9-run deficit. Lefty-righty as caps come set. And the pitch home. In there. Strike two. And so, guys, sometimes they would get underneath it and kind of jump in the air and toss it up and try and get back under and see if they can catch it. 3-2. Lost them for ball four. First time aboard tonight for Josh Stowers. He draws a walk. Still nobody out. David Garcia's next. It actually might do it for Holden Capps. I believe it will. Chris Widger, former big leaguer, out from the Naturals dugout, takes the ball from his lefty reliever. Capps done after two innings, two strikeouts, and just over 40 pitches thrown, and he'll take the long stride off from the mound. The man responsible for the two lone runs on the scoreboard tonight for the Riders, 11-2 in the bottom of the eighth. We've got ourselves a pitching change on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch. Oh my goodness!
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code RUFFRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's gonna come in to score, and the Riders walk it off! The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record!
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back to plug along in the bottom of the eighth inning. Nobody out. Stowers at first base. And David Garcia to the plate. Let's introduce you to the new man on the mound for the Naturals. It's the right-handed reliever, Andres Sodillet. Righty-lefty to Garcia the pitch. Catches the lower outer edge for a called strike one. Andres Sodillet, last name spelled S-O-T-I-L-L-E-T. 0-1 to Garcia, kicks and fires. Swing and a miss for strike two. 6'1", 215 pounds. And the native of Venezuela. Signed all the way back in 2015. 0-2, tipped foul at the plate. Now no balls and two strikes. Now 56 tonight. Games pitched for Northwest Arkansas for Sodillet. And the 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Garcia done on strikes for the second time tonight. And there's the first out of the bottom of the eighth. Dio Edias is next. one of the things that we've been referencing a good amount tonight is game times, as we are just a handful of minutes over 2 hours played. First pitch to Edias, ground ball, third baseline. That's fair and down the corner. Long throw to first base is going to be in time. What a rope of a toss from Means deep in the pocket. And he got it there on the doorstep of Porter for the second out. And the pitch clock has just trimmed minutes and, in this specific case, hours off games this season. Righty, righty to Fabian, the pitch. Ground ball in the infield. Tough play. Sodiet can't get to it. Second baseman Massey scoops it to first in time for out number three. Josh Stower's walk is left stranded on base, but the Riders get their second run of the night on the first homer of the season to Blaine Krim on the second pitch, the bottom of the eighth, a solo blast to make it 11-2 Northwest Arkansas. And to the ninth we go on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders hit the trail for their opening road series of 2022 with a six-game stretch against their South Division foe, the San Antonio Missions, affiliates of the San Diego Padres.
Strike three called, and the Rough Riders take opening day 5-4 over Arkansas.
The Riders return to Frisco on Tuesday, April 19th to host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Tickets are sure to go fast. Visit RidersBaseball.com to secure yours today. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
In for the ninth inning. And I'll send it back over to my partner, Zach Bigley. Zach.
All right. Thank you, Chris. 11-2. Northwest Arkansas out in front of the Rough Riders. Lou Jacobson takes over on the mound for Frisco. He takes over for Seth Nordlund. And, Chris, you said between the break off air, we're probably going to look back at this and say this is probably the most dominating performance out of the bullpen yeah. you'll ever see, and we'll give you the numbers here in a little bit. Sully Matias leads it off. Lou Jacobson delivers home. A swing and a miss and a breaking ball down low and inside, and it's 0-1. Four shutout innings, no-hit baseball, four strikeouts, retired every single man that came to the plate against him. All 12 of them. 0-1. High and outside, and it's one ball and one strike. He threw his first pitch for a ball. And then Nordlund then pitched, or I should say, threw in 22 consecutive strikes after that. The 1-1. A check swing. He went around on a pitch down low and inside. It's now one ball, two strikes. So after that first pitch in the fifth inning, he went the entire rest of the fifth, the entire sixth, and the entire seventh without throwing a ball. 1-2. Swing and a foul back into Garcia's glove. He hangs on for strike three. Lou Jacobson comes in, strikes out Matias on four pitches, and there's one away here in the ninth. 11-2, Northwest Arkansas leads it. And in the eighth, he threw some balls, but he did sit down the order. Or sit down the side in order, I should say. Nate Eaton now, first offering. A swing and a miss, 0-1. Fastball at 95. He was flat out dominant.
Yeah, he was, and just, I think the biggest thing is the efficiency as well. 34-29 pitches thrown. Just tagging the zone.
0-1. Swing of it. 0-2.
Speaking of which,
Lou Jacobson's doing a pretty good job of that so far in a Rough Riders uniform as well. He has yet to seed a run this year. The 26-year-old southpaw from the stretch, the 0-2. Bends him back. High and inside fastball, 96. One ball and two strikes. Fifth appearance for Lou Jacobson, 4 1/3 innings. Shutout baseball. He's only allowed 2 hits while striking out 5 and walking 3. He comes set, kicks, fires. Swinging a foul back behind home. Still 1-2. Jacobson not coming in any meaningful baseball right now, but still a good chance for him to get some work in. His dad's in town, so pitching in front of his dad for the first time in a long, long time. The kick and the pitch. The foul out of play right side. 1-2.
Was cutting footage the other day as well of his first appearance, and that was back in the opening weekend on Saturday. And he had told me that his mom was in town and some family as well.
Here's the set. 1-2. High and outside. 2-2.
When he got his strikeout deep into that ball game, you could hear the cheers from the Riders fans, but there was one loud female-sounding cheer from the crowd that was far prominent than the others.
2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider down low and inside. Back-to-back strikeouts for Lou Jacobson. They're two away here in the ninth. 11-2, Northwest Arkansas out in front of Frisco. Sebastian Rivero bats now. I have to bet that was probably his mom.
It's a safe bet.
Nasty slider from Lou Jacobson.
No kidding.
There's the pitch on the way to Rivero. Down low, off the outside corner, 1-0. Jacobson coming off a torn lat injury suffered in spring training in 2021. 1-0 pitch. High off the outside corner. 2-0. Nearly tore the lat off the bone, he said. So pitching for the first time since 2019 this season. From the stretch, 2-0. Zips up high. 3-0.
It's up to 96 there. Fastball prior was 95. He's reaching back, finding some serious velocity, but just has to straighten it out a little bit here as they need one more out to try and get back to the plate one more time.
He's topped out at 97 this year. 3-0. And finds the corner. On the outside edge, a called strike, 3-1. Rivero 1-for-4 today with a single and a run score. He chokes up on the bat. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Couldn't catch up to the heat. 3-2. A shade guard, or Rivera, I should say, to right center field with Martinez in center. The opposite way for the right-handed batter. Payoff pitch. Fouled back off Garcia's glove. Caught a bit of the helmet and then all the way back to the backstop. Still 3-2.
Stuck with the heater.
It's been good tonight.
He's been pumping it across the zone, and that's what got him to the 3-0. But now back-to-back-to-back-to-back fastballs.
Payoff again. Foul back again. Guess what? Another fastball. 97 miles an hour. Actually, TrackMan had it at 98. Jacobson readies. We'll try the payoff again. Foul back up and over the netting. Still 3-2. Good battle here between Rivero and Jacobson. Two runs in the first, 4 in the second, 5 in the third for Northwest Arkansas to take an 11-0 lead. Rough Riders a run in the seventh, run in the eighth. 3-2. Fouled away again. The slider this time. Rivero slowed up the bat, just caught a piece. He stays alive. This will be the 10th pitch of the at-bat.
Well, that was impressive to, I mean, clearly putting the fastball over and over on the table as Jacobson insisted that that was going to be the strikeout pitch, and it somehow adjusted to the slider.
3-2. Foul back again. We'll try 11 pitches. Essentially meaningless in the grand context of this game, but fun battle nonetheless.
No kidding. 11 pitches in the first two batters faced. And that has been matched here in the second AB. Third AB.
Jacobson closes off. The payoff. Fouled back again off to the right side. A dozen pitches now for this at-bat. Wind whipping out to left field at a furious pace. Jacobson ready from the stretch. The 3-2 pitch. Fly ball hit well into right field, but Stowers is right there. He traces into right center field, makes the catch, and the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion for Lou Jacobson. The runs hits airs, nobody left on base. Last up for the Rough Riders. They need 9 to tie, 10 to win it. Here at the bottom of the ninth when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities. Are pests bugging you? Have you tried getting rid of pests on your own? Let the trained professionals at ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of your home and business and keep the pests away for good. From roaches, ants, rodents, mosquitoes, termites, and more, the family-owned ABC can handle any pest problem you have. ABC has taken care of Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Contact us today at GoAnteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's about who we are.
CarpetTech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, CarpetTech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jordan Procession starts it off for the Rough Riders in the ninth. It's 9-1-2. Procession, Ornelas Martinez. And they face the right-hander still out there. Sodiet. He comes set deals. Procession fouls it back 0-1. Jordan Procession continues to hit. Rough Riders trailing 11-2 here in the home half of the ninth. Procession 1-for-2 with a single and a sac fly to center. There's the offering. Procession chops it foul, first base side. 1-1. Make it 0-2, beg your pardon. Sodiet from the stretch, the pitch, outside. One ball, two strikes. Frisco with 2 runs on 7 hits and 1 error tonight. Northwest Arkansas, 11 runs on 8 hits and no errors, scoring all their runs in the first 3 innings. 1-2. Going outside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Revenge from last night's 10-run victory for Frisco. 12-2 thumping. Riders down 9. 2-2. Procession swings and misses and strikes out. Second strikeout for Sodiac. Top of the order, Johnny Ornelas stands in. Fifth time through. Ornelas a couple singles today. He's 2-for-4. 5-for-11 in the series. The right-hander sets. Kick steals in. Low off the outside edge, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Rough Riders tomorrow will welcome in one of the best pitching matchups of the season. For a Saturday game, expecting a wonderful crowd. The pitch. Ornelas swings, breaks his bat, lofts it to shallow center. That drops in for a base hit, and it's back-to-back 3-hit days for Johnny Ornelas. Arnelas with a single in the third, a single in the fifth, now a single in the ninth. Six hits in the last 2 days for Arnelas. J.P. Martinez climbs in now with a runner aboard. Riders trailing by nine here in the ninth. So to yet from the stretch, he kicks and fires. A fly ball into center field. Lofton going back a couple steps. He's right there. Makes the catch above his ball cap. And there are two outs now. Ezekiel Duran-Batts. That pitching matchup tomorrow is the Rangers' number one prospect, the number 19 prospect in all of minor league baseball, Jack Leiter, against the number four prospect in the Royals system, the very talented Asa Lacy. The pitch, Duran watches down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. The number four overall selection in the 2020 draft, the number two overall selection in the 2021 draft. Going at each other, the pitch, a swing and a miss. Arnelas takes second on defensive indifference. And it's 0-2. Riders down to their final strike on this Friday night, trailing 11-2. Sodiet from the stretch, he fires. Low off the outside corner in the dirt, skips away from Rivera, but Arnelas holds it second. It's one ball and two strikes. 6:35, first pitch here at Riders Field. Somehow, there are still seats available. So get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. We'd love to have you out here at Riders Field. If not, we will be here on the Riders Baseball Network, online at ridersbaseball.com, on MILB TV, and for the first time ever on MLB.TV. 1-2. Duran takes down in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. That's right. We'll be streaming on MLB TV as we're the guinea pigs. We're the first game ever on the minor league side to be streamed on MLB TV tomorrow. So looking forward to that. And what a way to debut with that pitching matchup. 2-2 to Duran. He swings, yanks it into right center field. Lofton tracing over, he makes the catch knee high, and that's your ball game. Rough Riders fall 11-2 to the Northwest Arkansas Naturals here in the fourth game of the series, as the series is once again tied up at two games apiece. Frisco falls to 10-3 on the season. Northwest Arkansas improves to 5-8, and Frisco will look to come on back tomorrow with Jack Leiter on the mound and have a very good game in front of what should be a wonderful crowd here in Frisco, Texas. Chris Jarrett has the postgame show. When we come back, Rough Riders fall 11-2 to the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Oh, my goodness.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Frisco Rough Riders hit the trail for their opening road series of 2022 with a six-game stretch against their South Division foe, the San Antonio Missions, affiliates of the San Diego Padres.
Strike three called, and the Rough Riders take opening day 5-4 over Arkansas.
The Riders return to Frisco on Tuesday, April 19th to host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Tickets are sure to go fast. Visit ridersbaseball.com to secure yours today. Let's ride.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
This one's gone final from Riders Field. Frisco falls tonight by a score of 11-2. Chris Jarrett back with you on the Riders Baseball Network. As we start to break this one down, that unfortunately got over quickly. Left-handed starter Cody Bradford came in, and it was a two-run shot from Michael Massey in the top of the first inning that started the scoring. On that two-run homer, it's now been all four games this week that the Naturals have found the scoreboard first. So they have utilized in two of those four games an early start. And as Zach had just recently mentioned, this series is all knotted up again, now at two games apiece. A grand slam came in the second, and if that didn't feel like a decisive blow, five more runs came in the third. Northwest Arkansas was spent at that point. They didn't score for the rest of the night. As a matter of fact, they were held hitless from the third inning on. Thanks to Tyler Thomas coming in for Bradford to finish up the third and then through a clean fourth inning with one walk. That walk to Logan Porter in the fourth inning with two out was the last base runner that the Naturals put on base. They go the fifth through the ninth retired in order. That's incredible. Seth Nordland goes four innings with four strikeouts, perfect. No runs, hits, or walks. And then Lou Jacobson does the same in the ninth, starts the inning with back-to-back Ks, and then wins a 13-pitch battle against Sebastian Rivero. The catcher flew out to right field to finish out the Naturals tonight. But they did score their 11 runs tonight on nine hits. A grand slam for Nick Lofton felt like the staple and the decisive moment in tonight's game. No home runs, mercy in the third inning, but three doubles, two of them run-scoring doubles, and the Naturals jumped out on top early by a far margin. And then it was a difficult night offensively at the plate for Frisco in the middle of the order. Blaine Krim did get his first home run of the season. That's certainly going to be a highlight and a takeaway from tonight's game. On top of that, Johnny Ornelas with his third hit of the night coming in the bottom of the ninth inning, and that gave him back-to-back three-hit nights. So Ornelas, after starting the series 0-for-4, is now red hot and a combined 6-for-9 at the plate in the last two games. That's some quick math for you. A couple of balls put in play. He grounded out the first and flew out in the seventh. But three hits, one in the third, fifth, and ninth. Did not come in to score, and it was Dio Edia scoring on the sack fly and Blaine Krim's solo shot in the eighth inning for the two Riders' runs tonight. That's all that they found. We'll go ahead and take our first break on the Riders Baseball Network. 11-2 final score tonight from Riders Field. And we'll take a trip around the Texas League when we return.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah, 11-2 final score as Northwest Arkansas evens up the series two games apiece. Chris Jarrett back with you high atop Riders Field. Eight hits tonight for both teams, but 11-2 our final score. As the Naturals, now 5-8 on the season, are able to even up this series against the best in the North Division. Frisco now to 10-3 to start 2021. And 2022, should say. It's been a great start to the year for the Riders. Again, 10-3, you'll certainly take it. Quickly going around the Texas League tonight, Springfield and Tulsa in the bottom of the eighth inning. Andy Pajes with his first home run of the season. Guy had over 30 last year in the high A Central, in part of Tulsa scoring seven in the bottom of the fourth inning, and that was in response of Springfield bringing in six in the bottom of the third. So 10-7 the score at Hammonds Field. Midland and Wichita has the Rock Hounds in front 10-5 with 17 combined hits in that ball game. Midland scored 5 in the top of the second, and then 3 more coming in the top of the 7th to give them the 10-5 lead. Arkansas and Corpus Christi, a game that has a lot of hits, but a 3-1 score in favor of the Travelers. Arkansas has recorded 11 on the night, but both teams scoreless since the third inning, and a 3-1 score holding at Whataburger Field. San Antonio on the road, trying to get their third win of the season, and in the top of the 6th inning, it's the Missions in front of the Soddies, 7-5 the score. 4 combined errors, 17 combined hits in that ball game in Hodgetown. So the Missions trying to see if they can continue their scoring. They scored 1 in the 4th, 2 in the 5th, and 1 in the 6th. They've got runners at the corners in the 6th, so a chance for more. But Amarillo holding the lead in the series, and again, the Missions just 2-10 to start the season. Again, that final 11-2 with 8 combined hits. Frisco did commit an error, and we have not seen the Riders commit many mistakes defensively this season. But they were, I can't say good for one tonight, but they unfortunately delivered one tonight. And that came earlier in the ballgame on a defensive miscue from Ezekiel Duran, trying to relay a throw to second base. It got away and allowed a runner to advance. So that the only error. Well, we'll go ahead and look to tomorrow night. As Zach had mentioned, Jack Leiter taking the mound for Frisco against Asa Lacey, the former stud at Texas A&M, and a couple of really young, promising pros taking the mound for the Royals and Rangers organizations, and that one going to be must-see baseball in terms of minor league prospects in the pitching side of things as well. So that'll be a 6:35 first pitch time from Riders Field as Frisco looks to regain the series control over Northwest Arkansas. And we'll be on the air about 20 minutes out with pregame coverage, breaking down and setting the stage for what will be, again, a bit of a rubber match, but closing in on a weekend finish in what has been a back-and-forth seesaw series so far. Going back on Tuesday, Frisco started the series off with a 4-3 one-run win. And then the Naturals win 7-2 Wednesday, Frisco 12-2 last night, and then tonight 11-2. So it's like both teams trading blows back and forth, landing punches in a heavyweight tilt, it feels like, with some of these scores that we've gotten. And it's Northwest Arkansas on top tonight, 11-2 the final. We'll see if Frisco has an answer tomorrow night, Saturday night, under the lights, and Jack Leiter taking the mound for Frisco. The Riders are 2-0 when Jack takes the mound this season and looking to improve that record against the Naturals tomorrow night. For my broadcast partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Chris Jared, signing off from Frisco, Texas. Big thanks to you if you caught any of our broadcasts tonight, and you'll certainly want to be tuning in tomorrow. Again, that game starts at 6:35. Folks, have a great rest of your night. Thank you so much for listening, and as always, let's ride.
For listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.